And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. Currently 79 degrees outside, expecting a high of around 97. Heat indices getting up around 105 today. So again, drink plenty of water if you're going to be outside. Take plenty of breaks while you're outside as well. Keep yourself hydrated during these very, very hot week that we've had this week. And joining me in studio today from the Wilson Medical Center, we have Dennis Shelby, the CEO of the Wilson Medical Center, and Janice Reese, the Director of Marketing of the Wilson Medical Center Foundation. Guys, good morning. How are you doing today?
We're doing good, Kyle.
Good to be here, Kyle.
That's good to have you guys in studio today. And so Janice, before we get started, just kind of provide us a little intro for our visit today.
Okay. Well, thank you for having us here today. As you know, history is a great way to reflect on what we are and where we come from. And it kind of defines us and helps us to kind of learn about things and how we can improve and do for our future. And as you know, a lot of our towns around here have been celebrating their 150th. Neodesha, Cherryville, Independence, Parsons, Caney, they're all celebrating. So, well, Wilson Medical Center also wants to reflect, though, on how many years we have been serving this area, which is 105. And we continue to bring quality health care to Southeast Kansas. And we're very proud to be a part of those communities' towns' history.
Absolutely. So it sounds like you guys have been a pillar of medical care in our area. So the question is, who started Wilson Medical Center?
Well, it's all began with one of our fourth generation's doctors' families, Dr. Moorhead. The vision was of Dr. John L. Moorhead and Dr. T. Blakesley. The two providers, they pitched a health care bill to the Kansas legislatures back in 1913, and that was to permit the counties of Kansas to build their own hospital in towns with populations of less than 40,000. And they were very successful, and in 1916, Wilson Medical Center became the first county hospital in the state of Kansas. Of course, it was known as Wilson County Hospital. It was originally, and we built our new replacement facility in 2007, and that's when we changed the name to Wilson Medical Center.
Well, I'm sure the hospital has changed over the years with the new medical technology and care techniques, especially with moving into that new building in 2007.
Yes, we have changed a lot of things, so it's been really great. We are still providing a lot of good care and new services.
Absolutely. And we're going to go ahead and talk to the CEO of the Wilson Medical Center. Of course, with us this morning is Dennis Shelby. And Dennis, good morning. So can you tell us just a little about yourself and your career path in healthcare?
Sure. Yeah, I've been in healthcare for a long time, over 42 years. I started out as a medical social worker and then worked my way up to being a hospital CEO. I grew up in a small town in Central California, about 800 people. So I've lived in rural most of my life. And, healthcare's changed a lot. And so I've been in rural healthcare for the last 10 years and love it and feel real committed to it. I want to do everything I can to help rural hospitals stay alive.
And like you said, you've seen a lot of changes in healthcare over the years and the loss of many health facilities across the nation. So with your expertise and background in the health field, what do you think helps Wilson Medical Center remain a healthcare provider in rural America?
Great. I'll tell you, it does start with a good, solid board. And I've been real fortunate to work with boards throughout my career, and this board is solely committed to the success of the hospital. So having a good board is really important. The second thing is listening to your community and making sure we're providing the services that they need. And the third thing is vision. You have to have a vision for the future. Where is healthcare going? And I've been fortunate to work with a team of people at the hospital as well as the board that are open to new ideas. and doing new things. And we've been innovative. Collaboration. There is, you cannot do it by yourself. And we work together with other hospitals. We work very closely with Fredonia Hospital, which is 11 miles away. We share staff. We're working with other hospitals in Southeast Kansas, like Coffeyville Hospital and Neosho Memorial, to provide the care that's needed.
Absolutely. I mean, like you say, collaboration, a big deal. So all the hospitals working together, that just makes everybody stronger at that point. So what kind of specialty services do you provide that's close to home?
Well,
is it okay if I jump in here and talk about that a little bit? We partner with other health facilities to bring in specialties such as the cardiology, urology, orthopedic and spine, oncology, pain management, surgery, and psychologist.
And those are some specialty services that are good to have close to home. So do you plan on adding any specialty clinics in the future?
Well, as a matter of fact, we are. Coming this fall, we plan to add an OBGYN, Dr. Dawn Loudon, and she will be conducting a women's health clinic. She actually will be working at Neosho Memorial Hospital, and but she will be doing a women's health clinic at Wilson Medical Center. So be on the lookout for more information on when she will start having clinics at Wilson Medical.
And Dennis, in your time at Wilson Medical Center, what new services have you helped implement to the hospital that you feel has enhanced the healthcare of Southeast Kansas?
Okay. Probably one of the most important would be the creation of 3 rural health clinics. Our first clinic was in Independence, and the reason we went there is because the citizens in Independence were very dissatisfied with the turnover of physicians. Every 2 years, they would, you know, physicians were brought in to do maybe a 2-year stint and decided to move on to a bigger city. And we kept hearing about this, so we established a clinic there. And we've been there for, I think, 7 years now.
We were in 2013.
Okay, so a little longer than that. So, and then our next clinic was Cherryville. When the hospital closed in Independence, that was the clinic they held. And we worked very closely during the transition there. And because of that, they actually gave us the clinic. And that is a successful clinic for us. We have 2 providers there, and then we added our 3rd. And so those are the big things. Another thing, we were the first in Southeast Kansas to really get serious about telemedicine and telespecialists. And we have that to this day. We have people that come in that can't make live visits, like Janice spoke to, like cardiology or urology. These are specialties like endocrinology, which is all your diabetes people that need that assistance, as well as psychiatry. So we have some services there. So that's been really instrumental. We've acquired 2 medical practices. When I got there, you know, and healthcare's changed. Doctors used to own their own clinics, and, you know, they came out of school and established a clinic. That's not what's happening anymore. Over 50% of the doctors in the country now are affiliated, owned by hospitals. So we acquired a couple of clinics. The most recent is Dr. Barrett's clinic. So we have a robust outpatient program to reach out to others. I think in the past you've had somebody come and speak about our BioT program, which deals with hormonal issues. I'm one happy customer right here. So, we put in a cancer center, and kind of a really exciting new program is during COVID, everybody's been concerned about viruses and catching things. So we spent a lot of our money to create a program that we call CHARM, which is health maximization. It's a health maximization and virus resistance program that we're going to implement in the school districts.
So, again, you've been talking about changes and growth in the health field. So what new services might Wilson Medical Center be providing in the near future?
Well, I'm going to jump in here on this one, too. Janice could speak to it just as easy as I can. But, you know, behavioral health mental health services is a big thing. And many times in rural, we just don't have enough of it. Or like Four Counties Mental Health is low. I mean, they are bombarded with that. So we saw that there was a need to do more in this area. So starting in end of September, October, we are going to have behavioral health in all three of our rural health clinics. And it's going to be provided again by in a telemedicine format. Also COVID has I hate that word.
Don't we all?
I hate that word. I mean, but has had a major impact on people's satisfaction with life and their depression and anxiety. So it's another need that's out there.
And it sounds like it's a great service, and it is very much needed, like you say, with the anxiety and stresses of everyday life. So again, you did mention a little bit about the development of the health and maximization and the virus resistance program. So just tell us a little bit more about that program.
Many years ago, I'm from Central California, rural California, but I met a gentleman who does, I'll call it complementary alternative medicine, things that work on things to help prevent illness. And so we're putting together a very simple program that anybody can do. And if they do these things, they're going to prevent illness, or they will build up resistance to keep them from being ill or as ill. And like I said, it's to help maximize and strengthen yourself. And the pillars of this program, and honestly, we were created this in a way that had to be simple enough for kids, but also adults. So the key is the elements of health are hydration, or drinking water, sleep, food, movement. We don't call it exercise because somehow people don't like to exercise.
And they hear that word and they're like, no.
Yeah. So we have to move. So those are four. Another, relaxation, stress mastery, and being aware. I just don't feel right today, or I don't feel here. Being aware of, something's not right here, and doing something about it. So we're, and the last one is deep breathing. You know, everybody says, well, you got to breathe. Well, it's different than just breathing in and out, but relaxing, deep breaths. So kids are now going to be learning in the schools, in the elementary, all the way through. We've got to start with our kids. As you know, our healthcare status in Southeast Kansas is the worst in the state. And we've got to do something to improve the health of our citizens. And this is the thing that we're starting with.
It's a great program that you guys have been starting. So, again, lots of great stuff that you guys have talked about here today. We really do appreciate it. And Janice, if anybody has any questions about, you know, what we've talked about today or anything else, how can they get a hold of you guys up there at the Wilson Medical Center?
Well, they can reach us at 620-325-2611. You can ask for Dennis or I. Either one of us would be glad to visit with you about any of the services we provide at Wilson Medical Center. If they want to reach out to our rural health clinics and see one of our providers there, we actually have 9, 10, well, about 14 or about 11, I think, providers now. 11 providers. I wanted to double check and make sure. Sorry about that, Kyle. I had dead science, so I apologize.
I count on there all the time, so don't worry.
At Cherryvale, there's Haley Schulteis and Dr. Meyer, and that number that they can reach there is 620-336-2131. And in Independence, we have Jonathan Rodriguez and Marty Long, both nurse practitioners, and their number would be 620-331-2400. And then in Neodache, our third rural health clinic, Dennis had also talked about that we added two new providers there, Dr. Barrett and Tony Adams, and then our standing ones that they just recently joined. But anyway, our standing ones was Dr. Cronister, Tanya Hill, Dr. Meyer, Dr. Barrett, Sarah Baker, Tony Adams, and Tony Barnhart, and then Hannah Schumann. So you can reach them at the 325 2622. So anyway, we hope that we can serve you in any way we can.
Absolutely.
Kyle, and if any of the viewers today have any interest in this program on health maximization, this is a program we created. We just want it to go to other places, and we're not, I mean, this is not a thing. This is something that could be purchased and provided to other school districts. We're working with 3 school districts now, and if people want to be involved, anybody interested, just get a hold of me, because I'm passionate about making sure people get healthy or stay healthy.
Absolutely. I can tell you're passionate about it. And again, we always appreciate you guys coming in. I know you guys come in once a month, and we always enjoy that visit with you guys. And again, you guys be safe out there. And again, thank you so much for stopping by today. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll have the folks in from Coffeyville's Reawakening talking about what is going on around Coffeyville. So let's go ahead and take a break. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.